Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. My name is Richard Chamberlain. I'm one of the attorneys in the Legacy Law Group in Perrysburg, Ohio. This is episode number 54 of our podcast. Today we're continuing our discussion on powers of attorney and how they work. If you recall, last week we looked at the difference between a general power of attorney and a limited power of attorney. But today we're going to be talking about the difference between an immediate power of attorney and a springing power of attorney. Now, this can be a very important question that needs to be answered as you're designing your estate plan. And that is, when will the agents under your power of attorney have the ability to do things with the power of attorney? The more typical approach is to have them available or effective immediately. So when you sign the document, your agent can take that document to a bank or to your financial advisor, for example, and do something with that document to act on your behalf. There is no requirement, if a power of attorney is immediate, that you be declared to be incapacitated or incompetent. You can be perfectly capable of acting, but the agent has the power to act even if you can act yourself. A springing power of attorney, on the other hand, is only available, or is only effective, I should say, if the principal, if you are unable to do things yourself. So for example, there is a finding of incapacity by a doctor. A doctor has examined you and has said that you are not capable of managing your own property and financial affairs. Then the agent can step in and act for you. So they work very differently, and you might want to do one or the other depending on what your circumstances are. Now, generally, our advice is you don't want to name somebody as an agent in your power of attorney that you don't trust to do the right thing and to not do the wrong things. If you think that there is a possibility that they might act inappropriately, don't name them as an agent, period, whether it's an immediate power of attorney or a springing power of attorney. And so that kind of lends to the conclusion that a power of attorney should be immediately effective because you're naming people that you trust to do the right thing, to not do the wrong thing, and you don't need to put a barrier in there for them to have the ability to act, that barrier being, well, they can only do it if you're not capable of doing it. However, some people are more comfortable saying, well, I can do things myself now, and the only reason why someone would need to be able to act for me is if I become unable. So I want to make the power of attorney springing. I want to make it effective only if I can't act myself. So that's a perfectly valid approach as well. The potential issue with that is, and what I tell my clients is, if someone needs to use a power of attorney, they find out that they need to use it, they're at the bank or they're on the phone with a financial advisor or an investment company, and they say, oh, well, are you the agent under the power of attorney? Yes, I am. Can you send the power of attorney? Yes, it's reviewed. Well, you can't act with this yet because we don't have a statement from the doctor saying that the principal is incapacitated. So we can't honor this yet. So then the agent has to get the principal in to see a doctor, has to have them evaluated, has to have the doctor issue an opinion that the principal is incapacitated, and then they can use the power of attorney. So that sometimes takes, a week, 2 weeks even, to get into the appointment, to get the paperwork prepared and reviewed. And sometimes things just need to happen more quickly than that. So having the power of attorney be effective immediate gets rid of that problem. But again, some people are more comfortable with having the power of attorney be springing, which is not wrong. It just creates an additional hurdle for the agent to get over in order for them to be able to do things for you. So as you're evaluating which one is going to be better for your circumstances, keep those issues in mind. And I hope that's helpful for you today. We'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.